Welcome to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut and unscripted. So welcome back to Nightchild Talks Prince, where it's always the 4th of November. Today, I just want to say that one of the great things about doing this whole thing, the podcast, the YouTube channel, was getting to meet amazing people and to share my love of Prince. And one of the great things that came out of this for me was the work I do with Mr. Ant's World of Prince channel. He's just been an incredible part of my life, and it's really an honour to be able to review a number of Prince albums with him. And today is a kind of retro review. It's the very first album review we did of the first album, For You by Prince. And I just love this series. We're doing it, we're carrying on throughout all of Prince's albums. And you can find these reviews on my channel at Nightchild Reviews, or from now on, and also all the back ones that we've done on Mr. Ant's World of Prince channel on YouTube. So just go into YouTube, type in Mr. Ant's World of Prince, and you'll find the video versions of these. And the video versions are definitely worth checking out, because Mr. Ant's does some incredible work on that, and editing and putting together the pictures and the graphics for Prince, and it just works really well. So definitely worth checking that out. Anyway, here is the very first review we did way back then. Seems a long time ago now, but it just really brings back the mission for us was to just talk about all of Prince's work. We said that every Prince album is a chapter in a book, and you don't understand the whole thing without reading the whole book. And I think that's important. Prince isn't just one era. He isn't one album. He is so much more. And this is why we wanted to do this whole journey through Prince's discography, to talk about everything that Prince did, whether it's his albums, whether it's albums he wrote for proteges, whether it's sort of related artists. We've just done Sheila E., we've done Apollonia, Vanity, The Time, you name it. And we're still on our journey. We're up to about 1985 at the moment, but here is the very first album review for you. For You, album introduction. Today we're starting right at the beginning of it all, Prince's very first album release. Many of the songs existed earlier as demos from around 1976 to 1977, when Prince was just 18, 19, and the album was finally released when Prince was a couple of months short of his 20th birthday. To have both the ability and confidence at such a young age to insist that he was going to create his own work, produce his own album, play every instrument on the album, is something that we almost become lazy to, just how remarkable that really is. For this first album, Prince was perfecting his technique. He complained later that this album was almost too perfect. Taking around 4 months to complete, Prince absolutely blew the initial budget of $180,000 for his first three albums by spending close to $170,000 on this album alone. And it's here that I think Warner Brothers deserve a lot of credit. Here they had this unknown star, this unknown quantity, who wanted to produce at 19, play everything, write the songs, and yet they realised the singularly unique talent that they had got their hands on. Prince gave them in return a simply flooring falsetto, which he used as he felt he couldn't get enough life from his normal baritone. He, with the final track, gave a small glimpse of the guitar hero he would go on to be. He gave them delicate, beautiful ballads, musical knowledge beyond his years, and one of the richest, plushest sounding Prince albums of all time. Was it possible to imagine just how Prince's journey would develop from this first album? Probably not. But here Prince laid down a foundation. Here I am. Here is my once-in-a-generation talent. I can do it all. And my name is Prince.
Track number one, For You.
This intricately crafted, swirling, multi-layered, ethereal choir of pure Prince is a pure showcase of falsetto perfection. Prince's opening statement, "All of this and more is for you, with love, sincerity, and deepest care, my life with you, I share," is as perfect a summation, Prince's mission statement of intent, if you like. He shared his life with us,
every emotion, every pang of love, every spiritual, existential experience, every sexual thrust, and everything in between. A short opener at just 1:06. Indeed, the entire album is only just over 33 minutes long, and yet quite a brave opener. Prince was not going to be your average artist.
Track number 2, In Love.
The first track on the album to feature Prince playing the instruments is a pure 70s soul and R&B affair, although sprinkled with those Prince moments we would come to know so well. The whole feel and production of this track is warm and rich, and the Polymoog synths which Prince uses sound almost spongy and squelchy. Prince's falsetto is superb, although not as front and centre as it would become later. Here it seems to sit somewhere in the middle, with all the instruments built around it, creating this warm atmosphere, like being in the centre of a warm house on a cold day. Lyrically, this is classic Prince, showing right at the beginning he wouldn't be pulling any punches. "Ever since I met you, baby, I've been wanting to lay you down. But it's so hard to get you, baby, when you never come around. Every day that you keep it away only makes me want it more. Ooh, baby, just say the word and I'll be at your door. What more do I have to say? I really want to play in your river."
Track number 3, Soft and Wet.
The first single released, and a song that eventually ended up on the Hits 1 disc, which just shows you how early on in his career Prince was creating these addictively catchy tracks. The keyboard riff with the gurgling underbelly motif are perfectly composed. "Hey, lover, I got a sugar cane that I want to lose in you, baby, can you stand the pain?" The slight pauses before Prince launches into each "hey" really adds an urgency to the track that propels it along, bouncing and enjoying itself. The track is fun, toying, playful, and around 1:40 we are treated to a great keyboard solo, and then a few minutes later Prince pauses and sings, "You leave me without breath," and Prince adds this breathless pant. This is actually one of the earliest tracks worked on, and yet it shows a very good ear for a commercial and memorable track. Whilst Prince was only at the very beginning of his songwriting career, it was abundantly clear that he was able to craft songs with great aplomb. Prince's recording on this album was something he clearly took time and money over, and later on in his career, as he became even more practiced, he sped up that process.
Track number 4, Crazy You.
This beautiful acoustic ballad comes in at just 2 minutes 17 seconds. But what a 2 minutes and 17 seconds they are. Prince would later say about the album that it was too perfect and scientific, and this track is probably a good indication of what he meant. There are a series of little effects throughout the track that, if you listen on headphones, go from left to right channel, then right to left. There is a beautiful effect that does this just before Prince begins to sing. It's like hearing a firefly flittering between your ears. There is also a kind of water drop effect throughout the track, again going from channel to channel, which listed on the credits as water drums. You really do have to listen to this track on headphones to appreciate it. I think what Prince meant, though, was that tracks like this one would have been fine as just acoustic guitar and vocals, and really didn't need all the effects and bells and whistles. But I'm glad he did it, as it's beautiful. Prince delivers another flawless falsetto vocal performance, and it really helps to transform you to a breezy, laid-back, whimsical place for a couple of mesmerizing minutes. You got a strange way about you, kinda crazy, but I love you just the same.
Track number 5, Just As Long As We're Together.
Here we have one of the standout tracks of this debut album, and one that showcases Prince's incredible musicianship and studio wizardry. Remember, he was just 19 years old at the time he recorded most of this album. Just As Long As We're Together was a hybrid track, with the instrumental section already a standalone track called Jelly Jam, which Prince had recorded in 1976 at Chris Moon's studio in Minneapolis. Both Just As Long As We're Together and Jelly Jam were then recorded as separate tracks at Sound 80 Studios, Minneapolis, between 1976 and 1977. The final track we have here is superb and mixes funk, R&B and disco in a tour de force of showmanship. Once again, Prince sings in his falsetto, with the lyrics speaking about how as long as he's with his lover, everything's all right. "Ooh, baby, your place or mine. I'll get the music, baby, you bring the wine. Just as long as we're together, everything's all right." but really, the instrumental section is the star of this track. Once again, Prince makes use of the Moog synths, with space-age disco effects and brilliant synth stabs, which would become the trademark of the Minneapolis sound. At over 6 minutes long, it's the longest track on the album, but never overstays its welcome. Just listen to Prince jam on the synths, guitars, bass and drums. Just remarkable.
Track 6, Baby.
This is, I think, an almost unique entry in the Prince canon. Often Prince focuses on the sexual or spiritual side, but this is a breathtakingly honest dilemma song in which Prince and his girlfriend find themselves unexpectedly expecting a baby. Baby, what are we gonna do? I barely have enough money for two. Baby, what are we gonna do? I don't want to regret what I've done to you. I never thought that this would happen to a very careful man like me. A dramatic, operatic beginning slides into a ponderous and gentle ballad. A few doo-wops and some of the crispest vocals I've ever heard really lift this track, and there are times when Prince's voice, even when you thought it had nowhere to go, just lifts even higher. There's a nice part about 1 minute 15 where Prince almost races with the music to try and conquer it. A version of the song was actually one of the first songs that formed part of the demo tapes that Prince used as a teenager. The song ends as dramatically as it starts, and it does seem incredibly open, honest, and beautiful.
Track 7, My Love is Forever.
One of two songs in which Chris Moon plays a part. Co-credited with the lyrics to Soft and Wet, Chris played a part in the original song, but Prince apparently heavily reworked the song. It is a track in which, whilst it bubbles along, doesn't explode. It's a nice mix of vocal interplay and drum and bass. It's the odd bit of guitar work around 2 minutes, and again at 2 minutes 47, that really is a standout feature of this track. Prince has always seemed to have a talent for creating just the right guitar work that's required, each time different and original to the song in question.
Track 8, So Blue.
So Blue is another acoustic ballad, in a jazzy, bluesy, laid-back style, which sees Prince nursing a broken heart. I had everything I needed, but now my life is so blue. You meant the world to me, and now you're gone, and I'm so blue. Prince's falsetto vocals are flawless, and the high note he hits around the 3 minutes 40 mark is superb. The track is built around Prince's jazzy guitar work, which is so laid back and breezy, and allows his vocals to shine. There isn't too much else to say on this one. It's an early attempt by Prince at the classic Lonely Heartbreak song, which is laid back and cool, but gives no indication of the incredible tracks Prince will go on to write on this subject.
Track 9, I'm Yours.
When I first ever heard this album, and this track in particular, I was just amazed. Where did this come from? A fiery, drum-pounding, guitar-blazing track, which shows us the very first hint of Prince and the guitar god he would go on to be. The opening, rolling drum solo and screeching guitars throw you into the song at 100 miles an hour. Prince's vocals are almost buried under the weight of the guitar and almost hard to make out. Only when we get to the chorus do they rise again. Never have I ever made love before. Never have I wanted to till now. Lover, can't you see I want you more and more? Take me, baby, yeah. I'm Yours. It was an idea that Prince used later in his career, attaching these completely different sounding songs to the end of an album. Listen to that guitar solo from 2 minutes 18 onwards. This is a teenager with a truly shocking amount of talent. I'm always floored with this song. A great friend of mine and a Prince fan called Graham, he told me that after listening to this track, he just feels breathless and needs space and time to recover. He's absolutely right. Listen to 4 minutes 7. He is absolutely right. I would like to add finally that these are just some brief thoughts about these albums and just a taster of the in-depth world of exploration that awaits anyone listening to them. Please explore these albums, play them many, many times and enjoy the many gifts that Prince left for us all. He is a remarkable talent and you could spend the rest of your life listening to Prince and it would be one of the best things you could do.